Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
Hello, this is Honey Lou, and welcome on Jive on Air. Today's panel is...
Cody.
Shauna.
Whitney.
Mr. Gerald.
Reeling.
And today's subject...
Jeez.
Wait, say it again. Okay. And today we're talking about gay marriage. Do you think is gay marriage right, Cody?
No. It is wrong.
I think that you should be able to love whoever you want, and it's not your fault who you fall in love with. No, I don't think gay marriage is right. I'm against it. I'm against it, too.
I agree with Shauna.
You should be able to love whoever you want.
You forgot Mr. Jiro.
I think you should be able to get married if you want to get married, no matter your sexual predilections.
I completely agree. I think marriage should be based on love. And not anything else. Doesn't matter what kind of parts you have. That's what I believe.
I changed my decision because I don't like them girls. And I changed my decision, so I like it now. Okay?
Okay.
Basing your opinion off the fact that your opinion agrees with the opinions of people.
Yeah, but I don't like them, so I'm just going to change my whole entire mindset. And now I do like gay marriage because it is okay for people to do that. So I don't care. It doesn't bother me. If they love each other, it's fine.
To me, I think marriage is a symbol of their life and to spend their lives with each other. I don't understand what's wrong with it. And I don't think it's killing anyone. It's not hurting anyone. And I don't know why they don't legalize it. What about...
I agree, too.
How do you think this impacts the don't ask, don't tell problem that the military is undergoing right now?
Just like
the rule, isn't it? Yeah, well, it's not even a rule. It's don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of like this unwritten rule that everybody kind of follows. But the idea is if it's okay to love whoever you love, then why is it not okay to be together in the military?
Because that's not what they don't believe, that if you're in the military, you should love another man.
Well, what's the difference between, like, two straight people getting together in the military and two gay people getting together in the military?
That's the point. Stupid. What is the difference?
The private parts. God made them the way they are for a reason.
They have the don't ask, don't tell because they don't want things to get complicated.
That's what we were reading some paper the other day.
They probably do the don't ask, don't tell because they'll probably lose all their soldiers.
Raylene and Whitney, Raven and Whitney, why do you guys think that it's wrong?
Because it just is.
Yeah. Do you have any reasons why?
In the Bible, it's wrong, too.
You don't read the Bible.
You don't either.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say I did, so...
So you can't judge.
I don't know. Some people don't believe in religious stuff, and I don't think you should do anything about religious stuff. I think you could, like, pick what you want to do. You don't have to be religious, and I don't think everyone has to be religious.
On the Bible thing, not everybody follows the Bible. Other people have different gods, like Muslims and stuff like that.
And God doesn't judge a murderer. Why should he judge a gay person?
Okay, can we go to commercial? Okay, we're going to commercial.
Trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA.
the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the
change? New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas, yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Father, Father, help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One word, one word. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One word, one word. And something's wrong with it,
yeah.
Something's wrong with it,
yeah.
Something's wrong with the good world, world, yeah. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got, one word.
Hello, we're back, and Cody, what do you think about what they should do for gay marriage? Do you think what they should do about it?
I think they should legalize it, because if you love someone and you truly want to be with him, it should be legalized. Legalized. So that's what I think, and it's not wrong.
What about you, Shaman Joe?
I think that gay marriage shouldn't be legal or illegal in the first place. Because who decided that marrying somebody you love is going to be illegal? So I just think it should be legal.
I don't really think it should be illegal, but I don't know. I don't agree with it.
They can have domestic partnerships instead. Or civil unions and not call it marriage.
But that's not really fair if you don't marry your love and they don't.
In domestic partnerships and civil unions, you don't get the same rights. You don't have the right to
health insurance, and you don't have the right to death benefits.
Taxes.
It means, like, if... Yeah, if you die, if they die, you don't get... Like, say they have a pension, which is what you get when you're older, then you don't get their pension. And you can't be on the same healthcare system. So...
Why?
It's because marriage is a legal union as defined by a man and a woman. And so... They don't recognize it, and they're doing.
I think it's cruel and unusual punishment to have that illegal. It's not hurting nobody.
I think that gay people will cherish marriage more than a man and a woman would. Like you, I don't think that you would hear about gay people getting a divorce. So I think it should be okay. They never abuse marriage like straight people do.
Here are some statistics from gayrights.change.org. Marriage between same-sex couples was first made legal in the Netherlands in 2001. Since then, six additional countries have passed legislation to recognize marriage for GLBT citizens. Spain is the only country in the world that recognizes same-sex marriage and heterosexual marriage under the same law. Five states. Marriage equality statistics in the U.S. are changing fast and furious these days. As of now, five U.S. states, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Iowa, Vermont, New Hampshire, as well as the District of Columbia, recognized marriage equality. Two states, Maine and California, had recognized marriage equality at one point, but passed ballot initiatives rescinding marriage rights for gay and lesbian couples. Meanwhile, one state recognizes civil unions between same-sex couples, New Jersey, and several states have domestic partnership laws and grant certain benefits to same-sex couples. These states include Oregon, Maine, and Washington. So that's 30 states that have... 30 states have passed constitutional amendments or laws explicitly banning same-sex marriages.
Oh, okay, you know how, like, GLBT, gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transsexuals?
Transgender.
Or transgender, is it illegal to be a transgender?
No.
Well, then, whatever, T.
It's just about rights.
Because it's just, like, you dressing up like a dude and...
Well, transgender also be that you got an operation.
Yeah. See, like people, they let you change your sex, but they don't let you.
Okay. Well, let's say you want to be a man. Okay. You become a man. It does not mean that you don't still have a uterus. So you could still theoretically
just add another private part.
Marry a man or you could, marry a woman. I mean.
No, I'm saying, but you could still theoretically get uterine cancer, and then who treats that?
Doctors.
Women. Gynecologist. Uh-huh. So you're a man with a new man part going to a gynecologist.
Yeah, but
because you have to because you have a uterus.
Well, what if I get it cut out and then like I'm a man, but I'm a man, but then I get married to a woman, but I still be lesbian?
You'd be transgender because on your birth certificate you were born a female.
How do that thing work? Do they just pop in?
No.
Gross.
Chop your junk off.
Ew.
It's easier to become a woman than it is to become a man.
Oh, that's scary. No, I thought it was easier to build a pole than dig a hole.
That's easier to build a pole than
build a
pole.
Sorry.
Yo. Change the topic. We're on gay marriage here.
Sorry, one of my friends is a surgical resident, and that's what he said.
Ew.
Okay.
I think it'd be easier to change. But anyways,
I think we need a music break, honey. Everyone's gone chaos.
Then say it.
Okay, we're gonna take a break.
Trace of hesitation, she keeps going head over heels. we're back with our topic of gay marriage. We're going to talk about some employment discrimination. There are currently 13 states, as well as the District of Columbia, that have enacted policies to protect against gender identity and sexual orientation discrimination in employment. 7 states, meanwhile, have laws that prohibit employment discrimination solely based on sexual orientation. In 30 states, LGBT citizens can be fired on the basis of their sexual orientation and or gender identity without any legal resource. 39%, as late as 2005, 39% of all LGBT workers reported experiencing some sort of workplace discrimination or harassment. Recent polling, however, suggests that more Americans view equal rights in the workplace as a moral issue. Nearly 90% of people in the U.S. believe that gay and lesbian workers should have same rights as their heterosexual counterparts. And we're back with Honey Lou.
I don't understand why people judge people and fire people by their personal life. It's their personal life, and it should stay their personal life, and people shouldn't have to be in it. And I don't understand that. And I think American people are just, like, kind of hypocrites or, I don't know, wrong.
I think they're jealous. They can find true love. Yeah.
Well,
they can find true love like other people.
Like the song, Land of the Free, I don't understand that. Because it's not free. It's not a free country. It's just like being a racist to black people. But now we're just racist or
really
prejudiced to gay people. They're still people. They're human. They're not animals. They shouldn't be treated like terrible people.
And I think we should go like how the army does. Don't ask, don't tell. And you know,
if you don't like gay people, then don't look at them. Just leave them alone.
But how would don't ask, don't tell work? Because if you think about it, if they want the same health care rights and the same death benefit rights and all the same rights, then they would definitely have to have.
What?
Okay,
we're gonna take a break.
If you love somebody and you want to be gay, more gayness to you. Okay.
Okay, we're gonna take a break.
Girl,
And we're back with Honey Lou and my friends. Okay. Do you think people are being prejudiced over gay marriage, Cody?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's just what I think.
There has to be a reason why.
No, there's not.
There's a reason.
We're trying to kill time.
What does prejudice mean?
Like being racist to, like, gay people.
What does racist mean?
That you don't like black people.
Oh, like...
Like a certain different race that's not you.
Oh, yes, I do think people are racist and prejudiced to gay marriage. Because then people, there's something wrong in their little head, so then people that are mad with gay marriage, there's something wrong with them, and they need to go to the clinic. They're not thinking right. But they probably have problems with themselves, so they want to take it out on the gay marriage people to make it look like they don't have problems, but they're probably the ones with the really big problems. That's probably why they just, you know, it's like a distraction for themselves because there's something wrong with them big time.
Or maybe they're just gay and they don't want to be gay because there's so much, like, stubborn people that would judge them and, you know, disown
maybe.
Them.
Yeah, maybe.
They're probably just gay. Whoever hates gay people are probably just gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely agree.
Why?
Definitely.
Why?
Definitely. Because gay people are just so nice. They're nice people.
And they're just so feminine.
What about you, Sean?
Well, I don't really understand what prejudice means, like, because I don't think that was the exact definition, but I think that some people are kind of unfair to gay people, and I know gay people, and there's something wrong with them.
Everyone has a gay uncle.
Everyone has a gay uncle?
Yeah.
Cody has a gay uncle.
So everyone does?
Yeah. What about you?
Do I think people are prejudiced toward them?
Yeah.
I think it just depends on what you think about them. If you're, like, against gay marriage, then you might be prejudiced.
Oh, Whitney, don't be one of them people with the things wrong in your head.
She's not.
Do you guys know any gay people?
Probably, if I really thought about it. I don't know.
Like, any gay friends? Would you make it so that your friends can't get married?
Yeah.
You probably don't have a gay friend. That's why you say that.
Oh, wow.
This is being loud, aren't they?
There's no law saying you can't be prejudiced.
Yeah, but you should just be kicked out of this country for your prejudice.
That's funny.
I don't understand the hate in the Americans. Not at all. Ow! I mean, what do you think?
I still think they're jealous. Because they can't find true love like others.
Ouch. I lived in Minneapolis for 8 years, and it's got one of the biggest GLBT populations in the country. And it's just a non-issue. It's just people are people, and they pay their taxes, and they have kids, and they have houses, and they have jobs, and they have cars, just like everybody else. And once a year, there'd be the Gay Pride Festival, which was really awesome because Prince came and played at it. So it was neat. And, you know, there's huge parades and just like any other festival in town. But it's just life. And I don't think people should judge people based on their sexual orientation. But then again, if you're going to judge somebody, then, you know, it's your right to. I mean.
I think it's bullying. I bet there's, like, a lot of gay people that don't want to, like, admit that they're gay. Because they know they're going to get judged and they're just going to commit suicide or something.
We'd like to know what percent of the population in Britain in 1990 and 2000 were gay. And
sure.
Okay. In 1990, out of men, 1.4% of the population is gay, lesbian, bisexual. Or what's that called?
Transgender.
And in 2000, 2.6 percent. And for women, or that was for men. And for women, it was 0.6% in 1990 and 2.6% in 2000.
That is huge. Multiplied that fast. Does it say out of how many people, though? Does it give you, like, the number of people that actually live in Britain so you can figure out the numbers?
It says, the survey repeated between 1990 or 2001, the subject group involved less people at just over 11,000. The first one had 19,000.
Wow.
What about you, Bianca? Do you think it's racist or prejudice?
Yeah, I do. If you want to judge gay people, then you should expect to be judged back.
Completely agree. Completely.
I found some, how many gay people are there in America? And it just says, I don't think it says what year, but it says, amongst the men, they found 37% reported some homosexual contact, 13% reported more homosexual than heterosexual contact, and 4% reported exclusively homosexual contact. And amongst the women, they found 13% reported some homosexual contact, 14% homosexual than heterosexual, and 1% are exclusively homosexual contact. And then it says down at the bottom, it says, there are 105.5 households in the U.S., like gay households, I guess. And, 5.5 million of these consist of unmarried partnerships. And of these, 595,000 consist of the same-sex partners.
Decent amount of statistics. Wait till you go to college. This is kind of a closed community, but when you go to college, there are all different kinds of people, and they usually have purple door ceremonies on every college. What's that? It's where you can come out. They put a purple door on a big closet. Basically, it is, and you walk through the purple door. Yeah.
That'd be kind of embarrassing, though.
Well, it's not about being embarrassed. It's about
being free.
It's about making a stand, I guess. Yeah, and you're ready to come out, then why would you? Really care.
But what if you were already out, and then that's just like an option for you? You could tell the college too.
Well, no, it's not like the college doesn't host it. The college doesn't like write your name down as officially gay now. It's an organization that does it, and it's just a student organization.
Do you have any gay friends, Shiro?
Yeah, actually, my brother's gay.
Really?
Yes, he is.
Does he have a partner?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, so either you have a gay uncle or a gay brother.
So was it hard for him to come out the closet?
No.
Did you guys know that he was destined to be gay?
No, but he's my brother. I don't really care.
How come you don't care about your brother?
I mean, he's my brother. I don't care that he's gay.
Oh, okay.
It's personal life.
Yeah. He's a nice guy, so.
All gay people that I've met, they're all very nice.
Okay.
I think they're all
funny.
Yeah,
they were so funny.
I think women should have gay best friends.
Exactly, the best shopping buddies. I don't know, I think people that do not like gay people shouldn't even worry about their personal lives, because it's not their personal lives, and they should just be happy. It's their choice, and they should just not even care, because it's not their life at all. So if you want to be, like, religious about it and be like, no, it's bad because it's in the Bible, I think you should just stick to that, but you shouldn't judge people.
But on the other hand, you shouldn't judge people that have their own convictions. So
I don't judge them.
Sounds like you're judging people right now.
Well, I'm judging them that they don't like gay people.
I know, but
people can have their own convictions. People can have their own opinions, and we can have ours.
Exactly.
Is that 30 minutes?
Okay, we're done.
And next week, we've got Whitney talking about Santa Claus. Does he exist? Is he a myth? Being Jewish, I really believe that Santa Claus does not exist. But hey, who knows? Okay, so we'll see you next week.
Santa's not real?
Mr. Julie, keep your computer on. We're talking about pop.
Say
water. What? Okay, goodbye.
I got them candy kisses on my mind. Kisses on my mind. Kisses on my mind. I got them candy kisses on my mind.
somebody like you, that'll do all the things that you do. Every night when I go to sleep, make my heart skip a beat. By the way,
you give.